Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It is currently 8:15, warm today. It felt like summertime driving in. It really did early this morning. It was about 72 degrees and muggy as all get out right now. It's 69, going up to 79 today, 78 tomorrow, then a 50% chance for showers on Wednesday in advance of a front. Highs Thursday of 66 and Peyton saying Friday 69 for Halloween, which means it's not going to really warm up that much, which means it's really going to be cooler with lows in the 50s and 60s around trick-or-treat time. And then the weekend's looking spectacular. Highs of 72, nothing but sunshine. So we're about due. It's November. Get out and enjoy it. Ali Cosell joins us now, a credentialed NBA writer covering the Pelicans. Been two games for the Pels. Let's see how they're doing. How you doing, Ali?
Good morning, Tommy. Yeah, the Pelicans off to an 0-2 start, but it could have been 2-0, right? Mm-hmm. They were in both games late, coming down the stretch, just couldn't pull out the victories. And look, you like the way Zion Williamson's playing and the two rookies that they drafted over the summer. So there's positives, even though they're 0-2 so far.
Tell me about Zion. How's he looked?
Fantastic. I mean, he's leading the league in steals right now. So you're getting what you wanted to see from him. Energy to play on both ends of the court. He's scored 27 points in each game. Rebounding the ball, pushing the pace, and like I said, playing defense, coming up with a lot of steals, and we saw that in preseason, so it's not a surprise. So all he's got to do now is stay on the court.
33 minutes against Memphis, 37 almost against the Spurs, huh?
Yeah, and last season, I want to say he played over that 33 minutes, almost close to 34-minute mark just once for an entire season. So the fact he's been there twice, yeah, it's positive, very positive.
So the Pelicans, you say, could have easily been 2-0.
Yeah, look, against Memphis with 3 minutes to go, it was a tie ball game at 115. But unfortunately, Ja Morant, they couldn't stop him, and they didn't score enough on their end. And then on Friday against the Spurs, Zion Williamson had two free throws, made one of two. Had he made both, they would have had the lead with about 12 seconds ago. Went into overtime. Victor Wembanyama even fouled out in the first minute. But again, they couldn't close the door. What it looks like to me, Tommy, is it's honestly a chemistry thing. You only have eight holdovers from last team. Everybody else is new. And so during crunch time is when you really need to know what you want to do, how you can score your points, right? And this team, because it's so fresh and new, really hasn't figured that out yet.
Yves Mesey rolled his ankle.
He did, but it looks like he's going to be – he went through a full practice yesterday, so there's a good chance he may be able to play tonight against the Celtics.
Tell me about the Celtics.
Yeah, so they're off to an 0-3 start. Not a good start considering they won the championship just several years ago, but they're not the same team, right? Jason Tatum is recovering from an Achilles tear. Drew Holiday is no longer there. Kristaps Porzingis, Al Horford. Really, like I said, it's a different team, so it's a very beatable team. And like with them playing last night, losing to the Detroit Pistons, I'm curious if even their best player for right now, Jaylen Brown, whether he'll play. He played a lot of minutes last night, and he's coming off an off-season surgery, too. So it's a team that should beat on their home court.
Tell me about Zion physically, how he looks.
He looks incredible, Tommy. You know, we've talked about it for years, the kind of shape he needed to get his body into. But it looks like he's finally succeeded in doing that. I want to say he looks like he's about 255, 260, but either way, he's the lightest he's ever been on an NBA floor, and that's what you needed. You need this player to play as many minutes as he can to get you a win, play on both ends of the court, and run the offense a lot of times. So if he can check all those boxes, I think he's in the right shape.
He's pretty ripped.
Yeah, I wish I looked like that. Yeah, for right now, like I said, what you now want to do, Tommy, is make sure you don't push him too hard, maybe, if you're the coaching staff. But if you've got to get wins, you got to get them. But that his body holds up, right? If he's sticking to his conditioning and nutrition regime, let's hope he's going to be okay for the entire year.
Let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back talking to Ollie Cosell, credentialed NBA writer covering the Pelicans. It is 8:20, time for traffic, WWL. All right, 8:25 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL. The Pelicans take on the Celtics tonight in the Smoothie King Center, and you can catch all the action. Pels Celtics tonight, pregame 6:30, tip-off 7 o'clock. That's on the Big 870 WWL AM. Meanwhile, over on the FM, you're going to have the Bobby Hebert and Mike Dettillier second guess. They're going to talk about the Saints and the Bucks and LSU and Brian Kelly, 6:30. Visit Pensacola Saints Coaches Show with Mike Hawson and Cannon, and then you got the tight ends coach, Chase Haslett, son of Jim Haslett's going to be on. Then you got Monday Night Football, Commanders of Chiefs. So a lot coming up here on WWL. That's on WWL 105.3 FM and the free Odyssey app, Pels Celtics on the Big 870 WWL. So take your choice. Ollie Cosell again with us, credentialed NBA writer covering the Pelicans. Ollie, give me three things. I know you talked about Zion and so forth, but give me three real positives from the first two games.
Okay, so you're right. Mention Zion. You got a next look at the rookies. Jeremiah Fears against the Memphis Grizzlies scored 17 points in 18 minutes in his rookie debut, coming off a really strong preseason. And there's a lot of feelings that he's going to grab a starter's role maybe as soon as sometime this season because he looks ready. And then, of course, Derek Queen, the other lottery pick from last season. He played just in his second game on Friday against the Spurs. No preseason games. And in 35 minutes, 15 points, 6 rebounds. And we all thought, including all the fans, it felt like, that he did a really good job on Victor Wembanyama. I mean, Victor was coming off of a 40-point performance against the Mavericks. And the Pelicans did a much better job of holding him to less than that, plus forcing difficult shots. So the rookies, without a doubt. And I think the third thing you want to look at is they're going to be healthy soon. The centers. The reason that I thought they lost to the Spurs was they gave up just far too many second chance points. I mean, their backup center, Luke Kornet, grabbed 9 offensive rebounds by himself. So if you can't finish the possessions, you're going to lose the game. But you've got now Derek Queen kind of acquitted himself well. You've got even, it sounds like he's going to be back. And Kevon Looney, from what I understand, he's going to be back probably a lot sooner than people think, maybe another week's time or so. So if you've got your strength, your big guys, you're going to be able to rebound the ball and give yourself a much better chance to win.
All right, that's the yang. Give me the yin. Give me some three things, if you can, that they should clean up or need to clean up.
Yeah, so first of all, the inconsistencies. First game, they allowed the Grizzlies to go on a 19-0 run. Spurs, a 14-0 run. And those both came in the second half, and it felt like it swung the momentum for those teams when the Pelicans honestly felt like they were in control for much of the game previously. So you've got to, like I said, and what I think, again, it goes back to, just like you can't close games, it's a chemistry issue. These guys, when you don't play together much, and then all these rotations, Willie Green is still trying to figure out, I think that lends to situations like that happening, right? You're not going to be able to play your best when you need to play your best, or just simply flip a switch to stop stemming, you know, the bad flow, so to speak, right? I think that's going to change soon. This team now has got, seven games, if you count preseason, under their belt. I think you're beginning to feel like they are getting on that same page. But, yeah, they've got to figure that out because they're not strong, good enough yet to where they can win the game single-handedly relying on a couple of players or on one side of the ball.
Somebody wants to know how Zion can get to be a better three-point shooter. I don't know what you do with that. I don't know how you coach somebody into that. I don't know. Am I missing something?
No, Tommy, that's honestly a personal choice thing. For right now, what you want to see him do is honestly just shoot free throws at a better clip. I thought in preseason he struggled. Against Memphis, he struggled. And at the start of the Spurs game, I think he was 3 of 7. Ended up making his next 7 in a row before he missed that last one that potentially could have won the game. So for right now, just let's see him make the free throws at, like, say, 75-80%.
Damnedest thing in sport, free throws in basketball, really is. Because, you know, you got guys doing fall-away jumpers from God knows how far out and making the three-pointers, and then you're standing there just all by yourself. Here you go. Make it. No, can't do it. Thank you, Ollie. Appreciate it. Ollie Cosell, credentialed NBA writer covering the Pelicans. I'll give you the results on the big candy corn debate. Also, I put the bait out there, and some of you took it. I'll explain when we return on WWL. Right now, time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Ian Ozan. 8:45, quarter till 9, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Quickly to J.P. Morrell, New Orleans City Council President. Hey, J.P., how are you? Are you the president?
Good. How are you doing, Tommy?
You are the president, are you not?
I'm the president.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about this budget thing, because I know somebody that got divorced because they had a joint checking account with the wife, and it would be like, well, do we have the money to pay this bill? And the wife would say, well, I think so, maybe. And then there were a lot of overdraft charges that he found subsequently, et cetera, et cetera. Is that a lot different than what's going on here? Because it seems as though back in July, you know, you asked if the council's going to be the one spouse and
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The mayor, the other, do we have enough money to pay this bill? And everybody said, yeah, everything's fine. And all of a sudden you find out you got overdraft charges. Am I that off on that?
No, you're pretty dead on. I mean, the thing is, we both have responsibility for the checking account, but only one person knows the balance. And in this case, when the council was asking, do we have enough money? Is there enough money in the account to pay the bills? The spouse was saying there was. Mm-hmm. And basically, they were spending more money than we knew. And when it came due to pay the bills for the last 2 months of the year, they said, well, we are out of money and need to get a payday loan.
So you sat on the bond committee, did you not?
I sat on the bond commission when I was in the Senate, yes.
So what's the likelihood of the, you know, first of all, you know, nothing happens in a vacuum. Everybody knows everybody for the most part. What are you hearing from the bond commission currently about, let me take a step back, JP. Take me through the steps now of what happens for the payday loan.
Well, basically, before any city, any parish can borrow money, they have to go to the bond commission and get permission to go borrow the money. And that's what's happening right now with the city of New Orleans in order to get these revenue bonds. And essentially, the bond commission is tasked with saying, well, we need to believe that you're going to be able to pay this back. Now, as far as us paying this back, we will absolutely be able to pay them back. We get our ad valorem taxes in January, February. Those are the property taxes. They'll be paid back immediately. But I will be very, very candid, Tommy. If this were not the end of the Cantrell administration and beginning of the Moreno administration, this bond would not have a chance of passing. The reason why it's got a chance of passing is because the bond commission, the state as a whole, has faith in the new direction of the city, has faith that there is a competent person going into office who's going to right this ship. And they're kind of basing any consideration of doing this on the past history of Mayor-elect Moreno in the legislature, her ability to keep her word as a former legislator, and just the city going in a different direction with the budget next year and trimming it back to reflect the financial realities. If this were year administration, we would be completely and totally screwed.
JP, I'm going to pick your brain here for a little bit because it's interesting how you said keep her word as a legislator. People like to joke about politicians, you know, how do you know when a politician's lying, his lips are moving, blah, 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 all those tired old jokes. But when it comes to within the circles of government, all you all have is your word, right? When it comes to striking a deal with somebody else or talking to somebody else, negotiating with somebody else.
That's 100% correct. And one of the things that legislators value above all else, even when you disagree, if a legislator comes to you and goes, can you vote on this bill? And you go, no, they take that as you've given your word, that's your position, and they'll go find a vote somewhere else if they can. Mm-hmm. The problems you run into as legislators are when you tell people maybe or you mislead them. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, if you maintain a stellar reputation as a legislature, as a legislator, even your opponents respect the fact that you will not mislead them. And that's something that's invaluable when you have to interact with the state as a whole, because elected officials can disagree, as you said, but the only currency you have in the legislature or any legislative body is your ability to keep your word and do what you say you're going to do. And that's when situations like this are when you kind of have to burn those chits, where you have to go to a body. Because remember, the bond commission is completely Republican. There are no Democrats on the bond commission whatsoever. And you have statewide, you have the president, the Senate places appointee, the speaker house places appointee. These are people who in normal circumstances would be predisposed to help a blue city in a red state. But they know that New Orleans needs to be able to pay its bills, needs to be able to get bond revenue to fix roads and the like, and not being able to pay our bills is like going into a government shutdown. It takes what credit rating you have left. So we're all pulling in the same direction. We all know that the city needs to limp its way into the next administration, but it's just disappointing that we could not work together to prevent this from happening. Because as you know, all the way back in February when these first conversations started, everyone was told that spending would be curbed to try and alleviate and not go into this massive deficit. And we only found out when CAO threat came to the fore that nothing had changed as far as spending and overspending after all the repeated meetings on the administrative side.
So let me ask you this about, as you guys prepare a budget and get ready to approve a budget for 2026, where does paying that loan come back and affecting that, and what can be provided?
Well, what's going to happen is that it is definitively going to impact, especially when we go in the revenue estimating for next year, how much money we have available, and it's going to affect next year's budget. I mean, for the most part, the council already knows, based upon the deficit we have, that we are going to have a very tight and very tight budget that is going to have to reflect the budget realities that we're facing.
Austin.
We're going to have to cut programs. We're going to have to, I mean, as you know, we already had to cut several different programs that were fully funded by the federal government, but that the Cantrell administration kept in place even after the ARPA money went away. So we're going to have to shrink government to its actual size. We're going to have to lay off a tremendous amount of people who were employed through federal programs that don't exist. We're going to have to go and look at the growth of government under the Cantrell administration. I mean, unclassified positions with uncapped salaries grew 300% from Mitch Landrieu to LaToya Cantrell, which some early estimates have that at around potentially as high as $16 million. So, I mean, there's all kinds of different things in government we are going to have to cut back on to make sure the budget's solvent, because as you saw this year, there is no money tree. When administrations overspend and they don't correct that spending, it creates chaos. And to be very clear, something that we need to correct as a council, probably as a charter amendment, is the council having the authority to close the budget and not allow any administration to deficit spend. Because if the council's budget was the budget we agreed to last year, how did the administration spend almost $100 million in personnel costs without coming back to the council or the public for approval?
And that was a question I had. And look, let's leave personalities out of this, but what does this say about the, you know, in terms of who was running the checkbook? Does this go to the CAO, the previous CAO? Who does this fall on? And I'm not, you know, you can say blame game, but it's about responsibility, right?
Well, I mean, I think it falls equally on the CAO and the CFO, because the CFO knows the balance in the checkbook and the CAO is writing the checks.
Mm-hmm.
And as I've said, either party, including the CFO, could have come to the council and said, we are out of money. Instead, what you saw from the administration repeatedly was, well, there's a budget crisis, but we're handling it on our end. And there wasn't transparency. Typically, in almost every other parish in the entire state of Louisiana, once a budget is done, once a budget's agreed upon, it's closed. You can't spend money outside that budget. And what it requires almost everywhere else is that if we are spending money that we don't have, an administration has to come to the legislative body and say, hey, I have this unexpected cost. Here's where I'm going to find that money in the budget. In the city of New Orleans, because we have this God mayor in the charter, they're not required to come back to the legislative branch, the council, and ask permission to spend money they don't have. They just spend it, and they balance the books at the end of the year. When we were flush on ARPA money, that's how they got away with it, because there were positions in government that were never filled that overtime ate. So because they'd have to come back to us for approval, but they could find the money elsewhere in the budget, there was no reckoning that overtime was completely out of hand because it wasn't disclosed. What happened is the ARPA money went away, the Jindal math stopped mathing, and they start deficit spending. And we only know about it at this moment because they literally ran out of money from all the deficit spending. And now we're left holding the bag. And what I'll say to Mr. Threat's credit, had Mr. Threat not stepped forward and called the mayor-elect and our budget chair to say, hey, we're out of money, there's a reality, Tommy, where we just would have started next year $200 million in the hole.
Threat being the current CAO. Real quick, people that want to fire people now and lay people off now, the council can't do that. That's up to the mayor to do that, right?
Correct. We do not have the authority to fire people, especially civil service people, which make up the bulk of government.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. J.P. Morrell. What are you dressing as this year, J.P., for Halloween?
I'm Captain America every day, man.
That's what I figured. J.P. Morrell, New Orleans City Council member, 855, 5 till 9. He does it up well with his family. Traffic, WWO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.